B-Pod Studios.
On the line with us right now, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, our good friend Ricky Botalico. Ricky, how are you?
What? Oh, wonderful. How are you?
I'm just
Ricky Bo, the man, the myth, and the legend.
I saw you got out on the course a little bit.
I actually did. It was kind of nice. Nobody bothers you. There's nobody behind you. Nobody in front of you. It was kind of nice. I'm not going to lie.
It's good for you, man. I'm going out for the first time a couple days before Father's Day, and then I'm going out with my dad on Father's Day, so I'm looking forward to that. But baseball's in a weird spot here, Ricky. The NHL came out with an interesting plan. They announced it. NBA's probably in a couple of weeks away from doing their own thing. Baseball right now is in an odd time where, yet again, people are just seeing the money aspect of all this. What are you making of everything going on revolving around Major League Baseball right now?
I think at some point, both sides they really got to wake up right now. I think I speak for a lot of people that, you know what, if you want to become a big sport again and you want people to watch, you should have been first on this. I don't know how else to look at things, but I just feel like these players and these owners should be looking at the big picture here, not just this year. You have to be able to get a product on the field this year. And I've seen a lot of quotes here in the last couple of days about, well, you know, it's not worth playing for the amount of money they want to pay. Well, you know what? That money might not be there if you blink.
Yeah,
that's the way I look at it.
And I got to, Ricky, look, I hate choosing sides amongst the millionaires and billionaires here, but in all honesty, man, and it's not just because you're on with us, I don't know how the owners are getting away with this. Like, if I have to choose a side, I'm choosing the player side because the owners have essentially moved the ball on two separate occasions and now offered something that some people are calling, uniformly terrible in terms of a response from players regarding the MLB's proposal.
It wasn't a good proposal. I mean, if you're a player, you obviously want to see money. That's what you're thinking about. You want to see big money. You want to see, you know, what you can get, you know, to the best of your ability. That's why there's a Players Association, to get everything you can to the best of their ability. Right now, it was an opening proposal, all right? So you know the Players Union has to come back with something. But there's not time for this is the big problem. This squabble stuff is usually on in the off-season, not now. And this is becoming a huge problem. Hockey's getting ready to come back. Basketball's starting to practice again. And you have baseball, who is an outdoor sport that doesn't even know if they're coming back. If they don't come back, I see a lot of trouble down the line.
Ricky, if somebody came to you, if you were still playing, and showed you this proposal yesterday, what would your first reaction have been?
Okay, I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to tell us that they're losing a lot of money. They want us to take part of the blame for that, which there is really no blame in this one. But I think deep down inside, you have to believe if you're a ball player and you really want to play the game for the love of the game, you're going to play, okay? And if you realize that, you know what? This isn't just about me. This is about people. This is about bringing fans back to the game. This is about the morale of a country. That's the way I would have looked at it. See, I'm probably in the minority. Even if I was in the Players Association right now, I would probably be in the minority because I think getting back on the field is more important than anything else in the big picture.
Ricky, you brought up a quote. You said, for the love of the game, and it just took me back to Blake Snell and his comments. I just want to know.
Geez. And then he signs with Boris. I mean,
yeah, I saw that. Yeah, signed it yesterday, I believe. But your reaction to what he said, what was it initially, and did you stick with your initial reaction?
I didn't like what he said. You know what? If you have that thought process, and the Players Association should have made this perfectly clear to their people. He should have said, if you have something to say about this and you don't like what's going on, keep it to yourself until we get together and discuss it. That's what should have been done. Blake Snell, I mean, not necessarily even just my opinion, but I heard from so many people, this guy's an idiot, blah, 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 and he's going to make, he's going to clear $2 million in 3 months' work, and he's mad about it? You know, that's just a guy who knows he's going to make a lot of money that really doesn't care about this season, if you ask me.
Speaking with Ricky Botalico, so Ricky, how do you see it playing out? I mean, it seems like it's not just a first proposal. It seems like a lot of players are taking it as a flat-out insult, where maybe they're looking at the owners and saying, you know, this is such a terrible offer that they're not even serious about having a season.
That's what I'm starting to feel right now, and I don't like that feeling. If you, I think you both know what I mean.
Yeah.
We're looking at this right now saying, you know, if they're this far apart, when are they going to come to an agreement? Or are they even going to come to an agreement? I think the players just are in that phase that, you know what, hey, if we don't play, we don't play. We come back in a couple months and we start up again. That's not necessarily a good thing. There's a good chunk of Major League ball players that need this season to start. The guys that are on the cusp, the guys that have a possibility, a chance to make the big league team this year. Think about it. There are guys that are really looking at this from a point of view that, okay, this may be my last shot to make a big league team, number one, or this may be my only shot to stay in the big leagues, number two. So this thing's not done yet, because when you really think about it, there is a split within the Players Association, and it just depends on how powerful that split's going to be. And I just think there's those players that have made so much money that they just don't care, and or are going to be free agents and they don't care, you know, because they're going to make their money anyways. But for the good of the game, you know, those guys who want to play and just look at it as baseball, those are the guys that are going to get the vote as a yes. But the guys that say no, that's going to be where the trouble comes in, because it's probably going to be the higher-end guys.
All right. Now, I hate to go to, speaking with Ricky Pitalico, I hate to go to somebody owes somebody something, but in this world, do the Bryce Harpers and Mike Trouts, the upper echelon guys making that top dollar, do they owe something to the guys that are the guys you just highlighted, the guys that are on the fringe in Major League Baseball making the league minimum? Do they realize that they're going to have to take some kind of sacrifice here to try to help those guys out?
They probably do, but I mean, let's face it, when it comes down to brass tacks, they're going to do what's best for their family.
Right.
And what they think is going to be best for their own personal reasons. This is not, you know, in situations like this, it's not about, you know, well, you know, I could back and just say, let's play for next year. But the smart guys are thinking, all right, we do have a full, union. And it's not just the guys on the top end that you should be worried about. It's those guys that haven't made any money and are trying to squeeze in also. So, I mean, there's two ways to look at it. You have your selfish guys that are looking at it just for themselves and they don't care what anybody else thinks. And then you have your guys that really take a look at the big picture. I'm not saying this is a great proposal, not by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not going to end up being the final proposal.
Right.
So work with it, keep your mouth shut, and just move on and hopefully get this done ASAP.
Rick, we've talked often whether there's a season or not this year of whether baseball needs to take a look at itself and the way it's played and getting fans, you know, back into watching. And I guess with that, we're talking more of making it more exciting, maybe shortening the game. Do you know of any measures, or do you have any measures you think Major League Baseball should take in game that would make it more popular with the fans?
More popular? That's a hard thing, because it's a tactical game. You know, basketball, football, yes, it's tactical, but it's boom, 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 play by play. And, I mean, I just think baseball has been played this way for a long period of time. How do you really change it? I heard you guys talking about shortening the games. That's all fine and dandy, but that changes all the record books,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a big problem for Major League Baseball in general. Because then who's the record breakers, who's not? All the criteria changes for the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of things that would change if you changed innings. But, I mean, get up and go is the best way to change anything. And what I mean by that is have the bullpens, you know, all these stadiums have both, like, mounds underneath. Have the bullpenners be in there. It takes away, I mean, how many minutes of the game? I mean, all they have to do is walk from the dugout to the mound instead of coming in from 400, 500 feet away in Colorado. And, I mean, that saves time. If you're looking just to save time, there's little things you could definitely do.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm on board with that.
But is there one specific? I don't know. Some guys just like to be on TV a lot.
I couldn't agree more. Now, speaking of Ricky Pitalico, I know you and I have talked about this just one-on-one in the past, but that's a great idea that would cut down a lot of time, because then the manager wouldn't even have to go out and make the change. You could literally have the person come out of the stadium bullpen, not the one out in center field, for instance. You could talk to him about what you want to do, and then you put him out there, and he would take the pitcher out.
Right. Very simple. Just go exchange the ball.
Like you would do in basketball, like you do in football. Like, I mean, I always make the, I liken it to, does Brett Brown go in to tell Joel Embiid he's coming out? No. The other player goes in to do it.
But the other, there is one other thing that you can do. This whole replay thing, and Mark, I think you've heard me talk about this before. Throw a flag immediately. None of this waiting for the video replay. I mean, think about football. They got to get that flag out there ASAP before the other team snaps the ball.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I think it should be done without Gabe Kapler walking up on the steps and putting his hands near his ears saying, you know, we need to check this. No. What should be done is that you get up there, you make your call because you think it's the right call. Mm-hmm. Not because the video says it, because everything is quick in this game. If you're not paying attention, then tough. I just think the manager, I mean, think about it. What else is the manager doing these days? Can't really argue with the umpires, right?
Yeah, right.
Changing some pitchers here and there. I think, you know what, having an eagle eye would be a big key to be a manager.
Mm. Now, the only thing I will say is that in football, they do have guys looking at the replay in the booth that then tells the coach usually to throw the flag. So there's got
to
be...
How quickly does it have to be done?
Honestly, it's like 20 to 30 seconds because they got to get in the next playoff.
Right. It's less than that then because you know that other team is hustling up to the line of scrimmage.
Right, yeah, yeah. If it's questionable and they know it, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. It's called forcing the other guy's hand. They don't have that in baseball.
So do you honestly right now, what's your gut telling you just today, May 27th, what's your gut telling you about the 2020 baseball season?
If they don't get something done by the end of this week, it's in jeopardy.
Oof. Big week.
Yeah.
Or beginning of next week, I would say, at the latest. Because I mean, let's face it, this is not a problem that's going away immediately. You have to work at this day in, day out. You can't have one proposal one day and then nothing coming back at the other side for a while. You have to do it almost immediately.
Rick, if you were back in your playing days, you know, you have girls. Back in your playing days, would you be comfortable going back out and playing baseball right now? You have young kids at home. You have a family, you know, that you have to take care of. Would you be comfortable?
I would play. I mean, as much as I love my daughters, I think there's a responsibility to get on the field. I really do. I mean, it is a job. And my other thing, the way you have to look at it, is that everybody goes to a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those people have been putting their lives on the line since day one.
Mm. Yep.
And they're not making anywhere near what a major league ball player would.
Yeah.
How excited are you for your Buccaneers?
We'll see. Brady didn't look too good on the golf course.
No, he didn't. But he stuck that shot in Charles Barkley's face.
He actually did. That was very, I will say, that was impressive.
That was impressive.
Well, good for you. Yeah, that was pretty wild. But good for you and your Buccaneers. We'll see what they do in the NFC this coming season. Ricky, great catching up with you as always. Oh, you know what? No, a serious question. I got to ask you this. This was on my mind. The MLB, just forget about even public relations, has already taken a loss. But in terms of sports and attention grabbing, they're already taking a huge loss, especially if they start up when the NHL's at its peak and the NBA's at its peak during essentially a postseason tournament. So can baseball fight its way through that to gain some popularity?
I said you have to start up pre. You have to be pre of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand they're getting ready to play, but you better be. I mean, look, they let. I know in Tampa there were guys on the field yesterday, I think, in Tropicana Field. So that's opening up to people. I just think they better get as ready as they can now before they get the word to play.
Right.
And get it going ASAP. I mean, even just the spring training part will get people involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think involvement is the biggest word that you could use right now. Get as many people involved right now as you possibly can.
All right. Ricky Vitalico, great catching up with you, man. My best to you and the family, man. And I hope to talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Ricky Vitalico, kind enough to jump on the line with us right there. Well, we ain't having baseball. Like, it just makes me feel even more like that after
the
game. And Ricky was very real about everything. I mean, he's not sure.
But he's also different than the majority of Major League Baseball players, I would think.
Very much so. And he acknowledged that.
Yeah.
He says, I know I'd be in the minority.
Like, Major League Baseball players aren't thinking about grocery store workers.
No. Mostly not.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.